Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson, Andrew Salchunas on the updates for us today. And what a day today is going to be, folks. What a day. Today we officially turn the page and it becomes Dallas Week. I know when you look at the actual calendar, Trey, that it was yesterday, Monday still. But we were looking at, Tuesday, but still looking at it. Now we're reacting. We got done reacting to the Redskins game. Now today, it's all about the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the Eagles Cowboys. What's Cowboy Week mean? Does it get your blood boiling a little bit? Still get you going a little bit?
Of course. It's a big-time game, man. You know, you get ready to go out to Dallas. You know, that's always a fun trip, you know, to go out there and play in that stadium. You know, play in front of, you know, I always enjoyed going out there and disappointing their fans. That was always a good time. A
little extra added incentive.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob, following the Eagles your whole life, a little extra juice for Dallas Week?
That's all it is, Dallas. You just hear Dallas, you know, and it never resonated in any other sport, hockey, anything else. Basketball, it's always Dallas.
You
it's
hear
the Cowboys.
Yeah, you hear like, Dallas, you're like, oh, oh. But that's really what it does.
This is a week where, with friends and stuff, what are you doing for the game? It's not like, oh, which one? Sixers? What are you talking about? No. It's just the game.
It's an awesome week. It really is. And I hate the term hot take. I feel like hot take just nullifies. Even if you really feel passionate about something and you're not just trying to get clickbait or anything like that. Oh, it's a hot take. No. Here's my serious take on the game. This is, without question, the single biggest Eagles game since the Super Bowl. Is that hot takey? Is that a hot take? Or is that a real thing? I think that's a real thing. This is the biggest game since the Super Bowl. Is there any other way to look at it? You lose another game in the division. Lose another game this season. Thinking about the playoffs? Forget about it. You lose this game. Not happening.
You
lose
this game. Well, you put it that way, yeah.
Well, then, yeah. There you go. Thank you. Not a hot take. That is legitimate. See, hot takes are illegitimate. But what I just said is legitimate. Yeah. Is this not the biggest game since the Super Bowl?
I'll say it's the biggest game since the first Dallas Eagles game.
No, not even that. Because
which was Harrison's right. Because the implications weren't as big. You're exactly
see,
you
hot,
are right.
You don't yeah, put yeah, thought. Yeah. See, hot takes, you don't put thought into them. I put thought in my thoughts.
You did.
What? Yeah. Anyway, that's how go. I feel about it.
Good on you.
Thank you. See that? I'm trying to perform the service for the people. You have the biggest Eagles game since the Super Bowl. And then, to this point, you have the biggest Sixers game of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, against the Toronto Raptors, going up north of the border yet again.
Get excited!
I can't help but to be excited. I don't even feel good about Eagles-Cowboys this weekend, but I'm still excited for the game. I'm excited to watch the game. I'm excited to go through the highs and lows of an emotional game against the Cowboys with, again, everything on the line for the Eagles. I'm excited to sit there and actually watch the Sixers and Raptors tonight. Everything about this week is exciting in Philadelphia sports. And we got a little fun thing here today. And you just heard Jamie, I think, talk about this in the 5 o'clock hour. GQ did something very nice for our city.
Really?
Calling us the I believe the greatest city in Philadelphia.
In the history of civilization.
Yeah. Like we beat out Rome.
Screw the aqueducts of Rome.
Oh, absolutely.
We got cheesesteaks and Ben Simmons.
Yeah, suck it, Babylon. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Sodom
and Gomorrah with all your sex. You guys got nothing.
Well, we just beat Sodom and Gomorrah, but which were two cities. But anyway.
Yeah, which I didn't know until not that long ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You went to what?
Yeah, like throughout, like when I was younger, I always thought it was one city.
That's where that was a big thing in Catholic school. Yeah. I remember having to learn about that. Hey, St. Sodom and Gomorrah.
The sex.
I'm like, that sounds like a great time. When do we go to Sodom and Gomorrah? can we learn more about those places? That sounded like they knew it was up. They were on the, they knew it was up. But we're the greatest city in America.
It's called the City of the Year for 2019 by GQ Magazine. Or
no
2018, I'm sorry. And I'll give you the quick reason why, Mark.
Okay.
The magazine cites the Super Bowl champion Eagles, the revitalized restaurant scene, and the city's socially active athletes and politicians as the reason for being named a model city.
Politicians got a shout out?
Yo, Jim Kenny. Hey, yo, Jim Kenny, how you doing?
We got some stuff we're going to give away today. You can throw an axe into a wall, and if you've never done that in your life, it makes you feel like a man.
It's fun as hell.
I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, Bob was awful.
I was horrible. We went out on a company outing last year.
Company outing?
Yeah. We drank beer and threw axes.
Oh, well, I did. That's weird that you did for your company outing. That's what I did for my bachelor party.
Well, yeah, same thing, you know, company outing, bachelor party. Mm.
Yeah. Why were you not good at it? What was...
Trey, I swear to God, like, I'm a decent athlete, and I could not get it down, and it pissed me off. I was pissed. I'm not kidding. Jamie knows. And the girl, Liz, like, they would come up to me, they'd be laughing, I'd look at them, like, get away from me. I was pissed.
Wait.
What do you mean? You couldn't get the axe to stick?
I couldn't, no. Because you have, like, it's a one rotation type of thing. Like, I love horseshoes, I love cornhole, like, I love the rotation, I understand all that, like I said. I could not get the one rotation boom down. I couldn't. The axe kept hitting wrong and not sticking. Mm. You're disappointed in me. I can tell.
Just a little bit. I don't know. I've never done it. I haven't done it yet.
I don't know what it was. I couldn't get it.
Huh. Trey.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it.
You threw human beings around for 12-some seasons here in Philadelphia. 11 in Philadelphia. Or excuse me, 10 in Philadelphia. And then 11 in Philadelphia. Yeah, and then the San Diego and in Jacksonville and all that. You did that to make you feel like a man.
Yeah.
I don't really have that. So I got to throw axes into a wall. And I'll tell you right now, I absolutely love it. That thing sticks to the wall, and you're like, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I will say I have an advantage because I watch Vikings on the History Channel. I've studied the film, folks.
You're almost professional.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I actually, of the 12 gentlemen that came along with me for my bachelor party, I was the champion.
Hold on, wait. This is what you did for your bachelor party?
This is one of the elements of my bachelor party.
Okay.
This is one of the elements.
Okay.
It was a 12-part three. But anyway, I did that. It was a good time. So we got that to give away. And here's what we're going to do. We also have, it's from Mizzou Axes, by the way, located in Northeast Philadelphia, 32 lanes of axe throwing. We're going to give that away. We also have, by the way, MizzouAxes.com, MizzouAxes.com. We also have, listen to this, if you like Grateful Dead, the Dead and Company tickets we're giving away. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com for the June 20th concert, but we're giving away a pair of tickets. You're going, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal a pair somewhere.
You jerk.
Yeah,
don't tell anyone for our lips. I'll keep it on the down low. But we got some stuff we want to give away, but in honor of this GQ article, I want to know what makes us great. So many times throughout the national media, even here in Philadelphia, we will tend to poke fun at ourselves. We'll hear it through the national media people saying how terrible we are, and they're a bunch of jerks that they are. But anyway, but in all seriousness, what makes this city so great? If somebody is coming into Philadelphia, right, and you're out of town, whatever, you're traveling, I've always wanted to go to Philadelphia. What should I do? What is it about Philadelphia that makes us a great city? GQ calls us the best city in America right now, the city of the year. What makes us great? That's what I want to know from people today, along with your opinions about Eagles Cowboys kicking off Sunday in Dallas, 4:25 kickoff, season on the line, biggest game since the Super Bowl. Jamie, you didn't chime in. Biggest game since the Super Bowl? Can you say otherwise?
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then you got the Sixers tonight against the Raptors. I love Brett Brown saying that he has selective memory about what happened in the first Sixers Raptors game of the season, but that was before the Jimmy Butler era in Philadelphia.
Yes, it was.
And before, even more importantly, the headband brothership.
Bands that make them dance.
Philadelphia. Bands that make them dance?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Love it. I'm not. I think I got it. I think I'm there.
Juicy J, man. Yeah, I learned this Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a learning process for me.
It's okay.
So we'll get into that. Just what makes us a great city? We got a wide open board for you right now. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We're going to get into Eagles Cowboys. What's that mean to Trey Thomas? We're going to get to a little early this week. And also, Trey's going to give us a fine breakdown offensively, defensively. Really, right now, we're going to focus on the defense today. How the defense should attack Dak Prescott and the offense of the Dallas Cowboys. I was looking at the numbers, Trey, and I knew that the Cowboys were on a roll. They've won 4 in a row going into this game Sunday. But, oh, my God.
Yeah.
For a guy that, by all accounts, in Philadelphia sucks, Dak Prescott, he's having himself a nice little four-game stretch here.
Yes,
yeah, with a whopping 4 touchdown passes. I'm shaking.
And how many interceptions?
I don't know.
Well, we'll talk about that. Also, Ezekiel Elliott is just a monster of a human being, as we've all known. And the numbers that he's posted have been pretty incredible. So we'll get into that. And then we'll talk about our own Philadelphia Eagles, because that's really what matters. This is the team that has to go down there, and they have to perform. They have to win. They have to win on the road.
Yes,
they have to extend a season-long winning streak of two games to three games. But we'll get into that, of course. And I want to know the excitement level going into this game. And not just that, but here on this Wednesday morning, I also want to know the expectation for this game. And with our poll question brought to you by Window Nation, the lovely Sam Wilson has our question out there. Sam, how did we put this together? What do we got?
Today we asked, how do you feel today about Sunday's Eagles versus Cowboys game?
Right now.
Right now. And so far, we put it up a little late, so we have just under 200 votes.
That's fine.
60% say excited and 40% say nervous.
So 60%. So we have the two options?
Yeah, did you say three? Jamie, I told you there was three.
I thought there was only two.
Well, I'm just...
I said post it, and we'll delete and repost if we miss something.
This is a professional show, ladies and gentlemen. This is a professional show. A lot of thought goes into this. Now, let's go with... if you're going to sum this up, I'd like to give three options here.
Three options.
I would like to say, how are you feeling about this game basically right now, today? How are you feeling about this?
I feel great.
You feel confident they'll win?
Yes.
All right, confident. It's a win. Nervous. It's a loss. How's that?
Oh, I think when you said it, I took nervous as a loss.
Oh. No.
All right.
Well, nervous means they could win, but I'm a little nervous about it.
On the fence, hey?
Yeah, you're a little on the fence. Huh. Like, people don't know how to feel.
Yeah.
See, today's not...
What does that mean, sitting on the fence? Like, doesn't that hurt?
It sounds like it does.
It does. I'm assuming
that
it does.
So, like, I'm on the fence about it. Yeah. Why would you be on the fence? That hurts. That means you don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I always, when some people say that, I'm like, can I help you?
It was that Eagles return man that got caught on the fence.
J.R. Reed.
Oh, yeah. Tore a nerve.
He literally got caught on the fence.
Yeah,
you had a great thing on Slack with us yesterday about PETA coming out with the...
Oh, that wasn't me. Who did the PETA?
I thought it was you.
It was me.
That was Jamie.
Oh, never mind. I take
it back. Stupid PETA.
I take it back. I will never praise Jamie for something that he posted.
Yeah, there you go. But it's out there.
You can't say kill two birds with one stone anymore. You're supposed to say feed two birds with one scone.
What if I'm eating the birds?
Enjoy those games.
Okay, so now we can't say kill two birds with one stone.
You can't.
Beat a dead horse, you can't say.
Feed a fed horse. Feed a fed horse.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of sayings that Peter doesn't want you to say.
Those
anymore.
Are two things I'm not. Stand with what I got.
All right.
Stand with what I got.
Sometimes it's hard to change.
Hey, not for nothing. Staying with what I got. And you know what we got? We got some more coverage to talk about these Eagles coming up. We also have some plenty more to get into. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's a 76ers bench player who's probably going to miss another at least 3 to 6 weeks. I can't remember his name, but he's got some kind of phantom injury. And, I guess the whole Sixers...
It's a serious condition. It's serious. What are you talking about? It's been confirmed.
I'm reminded of what's the movie Blades of Glory, when Will Ferrell's character's like, sex addiction's real. It's got doctors and everything. Screw you, Nancy Kerrigan.
Like, that's Tiger Woods.
That's what I'm reminded of. Now, look, hey, the specialist diagnosed him, Trey. You bite your tongue.
That's what I'm saying. It's being diagnosed.
It's 10 specialists.
10.
Hold on. Game face.
Yes.
10 specialists.
Mm-hmm.
Review Markelle Fultz's shoulder. 76ers bench player, Markelle Fultz. And they say that he's got TOS.
Yeah.
No, not they. One said.
So, man, if I'm a doctor on the medical staff of the 76ers, whoof, I'm sweating out today. Because I had 68 games missed last year where I could have diagnosed this. And an entire offseason, I missed it.
And even when you come in and check in before the season.
Yeah.
Because you go through all your physicals right there.
Yeah.
No one said anything.
Nobody said anything. We'll get into that as the show goes on today. Also, Patrick Corbin, those sweepstakes, the Phillies miss out on that, as well as Madison Bumgarner being in the news, connected to the Phillies, and I'm fine with that. So we got the biggest game of the Eagles season coming up on Sunday. We got tonight, Raptors hosting the 76ers.
Get excited!
And Markelle Fultz, plenty to get to right there. 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Adam. Hey, there he is. 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Adam Schefter. 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to our good friend. That's who we're going to talk to.
Let's talk to each other, Tom Moore.
We're going to talk to Tom Moore. Totally funny. See, in the 9 o'clock hour, I still put Zach Bourbon on my list, but we talked to him yesterday. Tom Moore, we're going to talk to. A man for all seasons, if you will. A man that will talk 76ers basketball. basketball with us, as well as Eagles columnist, of course, Calkins Media. Getting all that and more in a few times. A couple of weeks ago, this gentleman told us, don't sleep on the Eagles. And since then, the Eagles are 2-0. Not bad for Mr. Adam Schefter, who is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Recovery Centers of America. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. Good morning, Adam.
Could see this coming a mile away. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Philadelphia. Good morning, everybody. Like, they're too good to be kept down that long, and Dallas is too inconsistent. And even though the Cowboys have thrived recently, this is a huge game on Sunday. And look, Philadelphia has an opportunity to go in there and really move ahead in this division and take control of its season. I know it's a tough schedule, but if there's an opportunity here to make some inroads on what has been a disappointing season, this is it. This is the Eagles' opportunity. Go take advantage of it, man.
Adam Schefter, I said earlier, and I know we live in a hot take world, but I truly believe this, and I don't see any other way to look at it. Do you agree that this is the biggest Eagles game since the Super Bowl? I get a laugh, Adam.
He shunned you.
I got shunned by Schefty.
Shunned.
You know, I'm sure that you could have asked me the same thing on opening night when they played the Falcons, and we would have said, yes, it is, and you would say the same thing now. So it's I think the best way to say it, it's the biggest game this week for the Eagles.
Thanks, Adam.
Yep.
I don't know
where else you get insight like that.
Per sources, Adam Schefter said. No,
exactly.
But you also said that the Cowboys have come down to earth. They've won four in a row. Do you see this game maybe as, I don't know, that loss that could be on the schedule with it being a divisional game, almost a toss up with how well these two teams know each other?
No, listen, I think Philadelphia is the best team in the division. It doesn't mean that the Eagles go in there on Sunday and win that game, but I just think that they're a better all-around team than Dallas. They just haven't played up to that this year. There have been too many letdowns, disappointments, injuries, whatever it is. You come up with any excuse you want. The fact of the matter is Philadelphia is the more talented team. It doesn't mean that they win the division. It doesn't mean the Eagles do that this year. They've got to go in there and capitalize. And the Eagles' schedule down the stretch is tougher than Dallas's. Dallas's schedule is favorable for the Cowboys to go in the division. But, you know, you want to do special things. You want to do memorable things. You've got to find a way to fight through some adverse circumstances. And these are the circumstances that the Eagles have. And you'd like to see if they're able to do it here. Big challenge ahead.
Schefty, what is the biggest reason for the turnaround with the Cowboys? I mean, it was only 4 weeks ago that people were calling for Jason Garrett's head, that Troy Aikman came out and said they got to blow it up, and look where they are now. What do you think the biggest reason is?
It's a good question, Bob. You know, I would say this, that there are a few different things, right? Everybody, I think, just looks right at Amari Cooper and says, well, that one trade did an awful lot because now Dak had a threat on the outside, a weapon, somebody to loosen up the line for Zeke to run through. Dak could scramble more. There's a lot that one acquisition did. But I don't believe that was the single biggest move that they made in the last few weeks. I believe they fired their offensive line coach, Paul Alexander, who's a good coach, and they replaced him with Mark Colombo. And they brought back Hudson Houck, who was the offensive line coach during their Super Bowl days. And I think the return of Hudson Houck has changed things. And you know how it is in football. Once you start winning, the confidence grows, the momentum builds. That's how this is. It happened last year with the Eagles. They started rolling. People started believing. The momentum was growing. And it just feeds off each other, right? That's sort of what happens here. And I think that's kind of what happened in Dallas here over the last month when the Cowboys have gone on this roll here and they've been unbeatable. And I think Hudson Houck, offensive line coaches, there are a few positions in the NFL that are very difficult to fill. It's very difficult to find a really good play caller who understands offenses and the rhythm of the game. There aren't a lot of them in the NFL, but the ones who are good are really good. And I think it's also hard to find an offensive line coach. Now, the Eagles have a really good one. The Cowboys had some questions there. That's why they fired their guy. And Hudson Houck was the guy that made their offensive line in the heyday of those Super Bowl championships hum. And I think that his supervision, him him kind of being there as a sounding board for Mark Colombo, going back to his old ways, I think that that's really helped change this offense. Like you notice over the last month, Zeke has gone crazy running?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's averaged 117 yards a game in the last four games.
Yeah, and I think that that's, you know, again, I know people, the obvious answer is Amari Cooper. The less obvious answer is Hudson Hawk and Mark Colombo.
Very interesting. Speaking with Adam Schefter, of course. Schefter, looking across the league, some names have been brought up. Two of them, Kareem Hunt, and then the other, Reuben Foster. Do you see any team putting a claim on on Kareem Hunt the way that it was claimed on, or putting a claim on Reuben Foster?
Wait, I'm confused by the question because basically Reuben Foster got claimed on waivers by the Redskins.
Correct. Did you see Kareem Hunt getting claimed?
He did not get claimed.
No, I'm saying. Oh, you went through signed. I apologize.
You mean do you see some team signing Kareem Hunt?
Yes, I apologize. Yeah.
Okay, because he on Monday he was on waivers and he went unclaimed. So again, I wasn't sure, but. In terms of signing, I don't think anyone's signing him this season. You know, I mean, I don't think would be allowed to play. If a team signed him, I think the league would put him right back on the commissioner's exemplars. You're not allowed to be on the commissioner's exemplars if you don't have a team. So basically, when he went unclaimed, he went off the commissioner's exemplars. But if tomorrow, let's just say the Philadelphia Eagles wanted to sign him, the league would put him right back on there and put him on ice. And now you'd have the distraction of that. So he's not playing this season. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. And then the question is, now there are three separate incidents that the league is investigating, one from January, one from February, one from June. Maybe the league finds something. Maybe the league finds nothing. Maybe the league finds everything. But there's going to be additional discipline to play, whether it's three games, six games, 12 games, or a full year. And so right now, the guy is considered, I would say, radioactive. And the guy has some issues that he has to work through personally to get through. So he's got legal issues. He's got personal issues. He's got professional issues. It's just not a good situation. And it's very unfortunate for a lot of people involved here. But do I think we'll see him in the NFL at some point? Yes. It's not anytime soon. It may be 2020 before we see him again play. But you're not going to see him play this season, and I'm skeptical that you'll see him play at all next season.
One more thing on just players being picked up. The Redskins lose another quarterback, Colt McCoy. Now Mark Sanchez has taken snaps for him, and now it's everybody's favorite name to bring up. Is there any chance that they look at Colin Kaepernick, the Redskins, and bring him in?
Well, they asked Jay Gruden about it yesterday, and you saw his answer. It's pretty simple. You know, we all know the guy could help and play, okay? Mm-hmm. And we all see that they're not giving him the chance. So, you know, Jay Gruden gave some other excuse. I mean, you know, let's just be honest here, right? Like, the league doesn't want him in the league. Teams, you know, are hesitant to give him a chance. And they come up with another reason, like, oh, it'd be too hard to learn the system. Like, don't even say that stuff. I mean, that's not real. That's not real. Like, so it's okay for Josh Johnson to go in there and learn the system, but not right. Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. I mean, please. Let's just be real about the whole thing. They just don't want him in the league. Okay, that's fine. If that's their decision. You know, we don't have to agree with it. We don't have to like it. But don't come up with it's too hard to learn the system, because it's going to be hard for anybody to learn the system.
No, I think we all agree with you, Adam. Now, the other thing, and we know that you like to follow the NBA as well. We know you're a hoops fan. Yes. I know you and Bob go back and forth with basketball basketball things, all that stuff. But we're dealing with this Markelle Fultz thing and thoracic outlet syndrome. Is a term now, TOS, TOS, if you will, is being used for Markelle Fultz. That's the diagnosis that came down yesterday. Do you know of any NFL players, quarterbacks, whatever, that have ever come down with this?
You know, one of the interesting things about being a sports writer, as Bob can attest, is that you are given a lot of education in a lot of different areas. Like, I've now learned all about legal things, you know, court cases and collective bargaining agreements and things like that I never would have imagined that I would have had to have learned. And also, medically speaking, I've gotten to learn about a lot of different medical issues that I've never would have imagined that I would have some sort of insight into. Saying that, I've never heard of TOS. I've never heard of thoracic, whatever it is, syndrome. It's just not something that I've encountered. I don't recall in my 28 years in the business any football players having dealt with that. Maybe, I'm just thinking, it doesn't ring a bell to me. I've covered a lot of different medical diseases, a lot of medical issues, but I'm not that one.
Hey, but real quick before you get out of here, man, can you just speak on the greatness of Jason Witten? I mean, when he was here the other day, he did a broadcast and they did like this major tribute to how awesome Jason Witten is to the game of football and just society as a in a whole. Can you speak on the greatness of Jason?
the broadcast came under fire in Philadelphia. Didn't
it? No, not even a little bit,
Shefty. We had so much fun with that yesterday. Like, we didn't know that Jason Witten basically wrote the line for Al Michaels' "Do You Believe in Miracles?" Yeah. The things that he was being credited for.
He wrote
for,
at least 5 books in the Bible.
Oh,
you know,
it was just amazing.
Know.
Peanut butter and chocolate came together because of Jason Witten.
All I'm going to say is I am big fans of Joe Tessitore, Jason Witten, and Booger McFarlane. We'll leave it at that.
And Adam Schefter will be entering politics soon.
No, that's right.
Schefty, always great talking to you, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
And before, it would be very hard for Colin Kaepernick to learn the plays. I don't think that he could do. I mean, it's crazy to ask a quarterback to do that.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Unless Jason Witten is teaching him the offense.
Unless Jason Witten is teaching him the offense. That's what we're missing.
Exactly. That's easy. Jason Witten to teach Colin
Kaepernick.
There we go. And then all the
problems
are solved.
Thank you. Shefty, you're the man. Thanks so much, brother.
Take
it easy. I'm on the line with us right now from the Bucks County Courier Times, a columnist here on 97.5 The Fanatic WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, our good friend Mr. Tom Moore. Tom, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. We're dealing with the Markel situation. We're trying to make sense of all that. We got Eagles, Cowboys to talk about. You were in the
locker room.
Seems
like it's prevalent in women that are breastfeeding.
Well, that's the third instance of a woman that we.
Why do you look at me?
Hold
like
on,
that?
Tom. There's a look being exchanged between Bob Cooney and Trey Thomas right now.
How did you come up with that?
That's what the man just
that
said.
Is.
We what just had a therapist just say this.
Yeah. A woman breastfeeding,
that's
holding
what
the baby.
Out of all the things we've had of TOS today, that's what we got.
I mean, that's what
he said.
We're talking to medical experts.
That's true. Good point.
Oh, hey, Tom. What's up? No, Tom Moore, you were in the Eagles locker room after their win, of course, just last weekend against the Redskins. Excuse me, Monday night against the Redskins. Vibe in the locker room, feeling pretty confident now, you think? Now that it's officially Wednesday, it's a Dallas week. You got the Cowboys on Sunday?
They seem like they have a little bit of the swagger back, you know, the more confident. Everybody was talking, you know, when things aren't going well, you know, guys aren't at their lockers and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, they've given themselves a chance. And let's face it, the fact that it's not exactly the greatest division in football doesn't hurt either. But, yeah, I think that they're feeling pretty good about themselves. The defense, I mean, other than that, I mean, Adrian Peterson has a 90-yard run and doesn't get 100 yards rushing in the game. It just blows my mind.
How about really the team really starting to integrate Golden Tate into the offense? It seemed like he was the biggest part of the game plan since he's been here.
Yeah, I mean, seven targets, seven catches. You know, and you saw on that one play, I think he had a 25-yard, you know, yards after catch, which is his forte. So, yeah, I think that really helps. I think it's taken a little while. I'm not sure why he didn't get as many reps early and wasn't on the field as much as, you know, if you're going to get him, you know, you want to use him. But, yeah, I think that's a significant factor that helps Ertz, that helps, you know, everybody in terms of getting open, less pressure and so on if they have the game plan for Golden Tate too.
Now, going into the Cowboys game, and Trey, we're going to get into this a little bit, but how would you attack Dak Prescott with this defense? Is he a guy that you would pressure, or is he a guy, or not pressure, but you know, send blitzes and all that stuff, or is he a guy that you would do the normal thing that the Eagles defense has been doing under Jim Schwartz, which is just relying on your front four?
Yeah, I was going to say what I would do probably might not be the same thing Jim Schwartz is going to do. I think there's an established pattern there of, you know, keeping guys home and, you know, sporadically blitzing. But yeah, I mean, it does help with getting Sidney Jones back in the secondary. That, you know, that helps. I talked to Avante Maddox last Saturday, and he was, you know, fairly confident he'd be back. And, you know, that's a playmaker in the secondary. The more guys like that you have, you know, when you have the Sullivans and LeBlanc back there, you're not feeling quite as confident. So, I would mix it up. I wouldn't do one thing consistently. You know, maybe try to blitz when there's no expectation of blitzing, that kind of thing. You can't give them all day to throw back there because I don't care who it is, they're going to pick you apart.
Tom, for 12 games now, I've been trying to take something away from this team and say, all right, this is good moving forward. I got a tinge of it on Monday night, a tinge of it from this offense with the offensive line, with the running game, as you mentioned, the Golden Tate. Do you feel better about this team after this game on Monday night than you felt all season, or was it just a case of them beating a bad Washington Redskins team?
Well, I'll tell you this, Bobby. I feel better than, let's say, after, you know, having to rally from a 19-3 deficit to beat the Giants at home. But I, you know, the big thing, the two games to me is, you know, the pass run balance. I mean, you know, Bobby, being on deadline, that was under a 3-hour NFL game Monday night. I mean, that's what matters to us. Let's be honest, you know. So yeah, with 34 running plays, mixing it up, trying to establish something. You know, the offensive linemen prefer. You know, run blocking is easier than. Once they get going, they like to keep running the ball, keep going forward, you know, keep opening holes. Lane Johnson was calling to run the ball the previous week. So I think that's the big thing. They have to keep that balance, and even if they get down, they can't get away from that and start, you know, throwing the ball 50 times. I just think that puts too much pressure on Carson Wentz, and it just lets the D-line, you know, just come after the quarterback.
Speaking with Tom Moore, columnist for the Bucks County Courier-Times. I know it's only Wednesday. I know we still got injury reports to come out. Don't know exactly who's going to play in the game, if Tim Jernigan will have an impact in the game, Tom. But what's your gut telling you right now? Will the Eagles beat the Cowboys on Sunday?
You know, based on my record, I think I'm 4-8 this year with them. And I'm far from the only one. They were difficult to predict last year. They're, like, impossible to predict this year. You know, I don't know what to say. I thought Washington would win a close one Monday night. I was wrong. I thought that they would win. The Eagles would win on the road, and so on. It's really a toss up. I'll buy in a little bit. I'll say Eagles 24-23, something like that.
A toss up, more or less. Fanatic is 6:15. How are people feeling on our Twitter poll question brought to you by Window Nation about the Eagles Cowboys game coming up Sunday? Sam Wilson.
We asked, how do you feel today about Sunday's Eagles versus Cowboys game? We have just under 2,000 votes today. 39% say it's a win. 43% say they are nervous. And 18% say it's a loss.
18% saying it's a loss. So it actually went down. People feeling more and more confident. Let's get our takeaways of the day in here, brought to you by Schwartz Cullerton. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. Get the money you deserve. Call Schwartz Cullerton, 1-800-JUSTICE. Sam Wilson.
My takeaway of the day is that we are a little slow sometimes because we're a morning show. We wake up at like 3 a.m. But you give us free food and we will be quick.
You guys are Johnny on the spot when it comes to free food. That's for sure. Free food day here. Holiday party at One Bala. Jamie Lynch, takeaway of the day.
I can speak confidently in that in the near future, in the long-term future, all of that, I know the morning show here will never do an Oreo up the butt race on a football field.
Yeah.
Rest assured.
No.
I can guarantee it.
Guarantee it. Yeah. Thank you. Bob Cooney.
My take of the way has to do with, Mark, your inability to have fun with your coworkers. Claude Giroux Gala? Invite? Nothing.
<Nope.
laughs> Comics with wine and women? Nada.
Nothing. Wait, hold on.
Markelle Fultz may be suffering, or may not be suffering, from TOS. But when it comes to extending invites, Mark, you are a POS.
The comics with wine and women, that actually sounds like it would be a good time.
That should be a thing.
Still waiting on invite.
I am a bastard.
Calling on dinners.
I can't even apologize. I know it would come off insincere.
I'm an includer, you know.
Trey is the granddaddy of them all when it comes to including, according to my wife. Trey, take away that.
As rare as Toss is, you know, you have few athletes to have it, and you know, but it seems to be quite prevalent in women that are having that have kids and are breastfeeding.
Yep.
So I just hope that Markelle Fultz gets all the help that he needs so that he can come back ready to play.
The milk appears to be arriving nicely.
There was Jesus.
Was that a hide your teeth thing?
That's from a movie, Bob.
Whatever. In all entertainment, in all seriousness, that's my same takeaway. That Markelle Fultz is suffering from an injury that is common with women that are holding a baby for breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. That's what I'm taking away today. Stay tuned for Gargano Martinez, middays here on 97.5 The Fanatic.